Today's daf is Chagiga, daf Yud Aleph. We are on the last daf in the first parak here in the Seches Chagiga, going into the beginning of the second parak. We are on Yud Amabez by the two dots. We'll start again. The Mishnah had listed off on daf Yud Aman Aleph a number of areas of halacha which are not found so much in the Torah Shebichsav. At least according to the Mishnah, they are mountains hanging by a thread. Hilcha Shabbos, Chagigos, and Mi'ilos. So the Gemara asked by each one of these, I don't understand. All of these are found in the Torah. So what does it mean that it's not found in the Torah? Hilcha Shabbos, there's plenty in the Torah, regarding certain areas of halacha. And the Gemara answered, you're right, it's talking about a detail of Hilcha Shabbos. It's talking about Melechas Machshavas, which is a major detail, but it is a detail, and that's not mefurish by Shabbos, that's by the Mishkan, and then we extend it. That's why that is called Harerim Tluyim B'Sa'ara. And then we get into, what about Chagigos? Karban Chagiga, isn't that mefurish in the Torah? So the Gemara went through the trouble to explain how sometimes the word Chag could mean holiday instead of animal carbon, and therefore, at the Lamaskana, once we have that allowance, have that possibility to interpret the Pasuk as meaning holiday and party, and not carbon, so we could say that it is not mefurish. How do you learn it? You learn it from Gzeirah Shavah, but because it's Gzeirah Shavah from Navi, that is why it's not a full, strong Gzeirah Shavah, and it's still considered Harim Atzulim B'Sairim. So now we're up to the third one. Mi'ilos. The Gemara says again, Mi'ilos, Mechtav Ksivan. Isn't Mi'ila written in the Torah? We'll get to soon, but let's just mention it now. At least the concept of Mi'ila is mefurish in the Torah. The fact that there is an idea of Mi'ilah, and if I violate Mi'ilah, I have to bring a carbon. Where is the lo sase of Mi'ilah? That is very not clear. So we'll have to get to that in a couple of minutes, but where's the lo sase? Right? We know there's the Parshas Vayikra talks about Asha Mi'ilos, that if somebody benefits, but it doesn't say an Aveira there. It doesn't have an Asara. We know many times. You could have examples of something you have to pay for. You didn't do anything wrong. You buy something. You borrow money. So all of those, you have a chiyuv to pay, you have a chiyuv to do something, even though you have a choice. So that is a question that the Rishonim deal with, and we'll get to that Bezer Shem soon. But ask the Gemara, the concept is there, Mechtav Ksivan, Amar Ami Bar Chama, answer number one, we'll have a couple of suggestions here, five altogether, Lo Nitzercha El Alekiditznan. We need it for the following. There are certain, as we said earlier, there are details of Mi'ila that are not explicit, even though the concept of Mi'ila is explicit. And those details are Mechudash, and therefore, that's what the Mishnah categorizes as Harar Matzliyim B'Saira. So, Lo Nitzercha El Alekiditznan. The Mishnah says in Mi'ila, Hashliach Shalash Shlichuso, if a Balabayas gives Shliach, gives a shliach money in order to buy something for him, and it ends up being hektish money. Bal habayis ma'al. The bal habayis gets the aveira of me'ila. Lo asa shlichuso shliach ma'al. But if he did not do, if he messed up, if the bal habayis told him to buy an apple and he bought an orange, he does something other than what the bal habayis asked, shliach ma'al. Then the shliach violates the iser of Me'ila. Ask the Gemara, V'chiyasa shlichu, so amai ma'al. But wait a minute, if the shliach followed orders, how could it be that the Baal HaBayis is ma'al? V'chizech otev ezem ischayev. Ask the Gemara, don't we usually hold to the principle of ein shliach l'dvar avera? If I cause somebody, if I tell somebody to be my shliach, to do an avera, usually we say that the shliach gets the avera. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. So how here, by Me'ila, all of a sudden we say it is a yesh shliach l'dvar averas. We know from Maseches Kedushin, this is one of the three exceptions to the rule. But, says the Gemara here, but usually the rule is, ein shliach l'dvar avera. So how could this be? So this is the halach in Me'ila that is hidden, that is not mefurish, and therefore, that is what the Mishnah is referring to. That is shlichos l'dvar avera. We know the lumdis, regarding ein shliach l'dvar avera, the postgame suggests three possibilities. Why do we say ein shliach l'dvar avera? There's a concept of shlichus. We know. Bona fide halacha context. We know from Vishilcha, the first Amud in the second parak in Kiddushin, tells us all the sources for shlichus. Either it's Kiddushin or Gerushin or Karban Pesach or Truma. We know there's a concept of shlichus. So the question is, so I can make a shliach to get married. I can make a shliach to get divorced. I can make a shliach to buy myself something, to sell my chametz. So why can't I make a shliach to do an avera? To violate, why is that so problematic? Why is the rule usually ein shliach l'dvar avera, though Me'ila is one of the exceptions to the rule? What's the svara? So three svaras given, without getting into the details. One svara is that one could say that the mishaleach thought, I never thought the shliach would listen to me. I didn't know. After all, quoting the Gemara, Divrei HaRav and Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomin. I told him to do an Avera. But Hashem tells him not to do an Avera. I didn't expect him to listen to me. It's a joke. I was just playing games with him. But maybe the reason is why we say Ein Shleich LeAvera is because the Mishaleach did not have full Gemira's Das. The sender didn't think that it would really be done. That's one focus. Or you can have the other focus and say, well, what did the Mishaleach do? The Shliach did the Avera. So what, the Mishaleach was behind the scenes. But the Shliach actually did the Maisa Avera. And that's why he's Chayef. So again, is the focus why the Mishaleach is Pater or why the Shliach is Chayef? But those are the two suggestions given, and there's nafkaminas between those two suggestions. What if the Mishaleach was Bishogeg? What if the Mishaleach wasn't a Bar Chiyuva? Gemara Bamitzia, right? Other different suggestions. But there is another svar given, really brought out by the Achronim, but the hints of it are already in the Rishonim. There's the Shita L'Noda L'Mi. Right, well, great name of a Rishon, right? That we don't know what the name is. On Maseches Kiddushin, we have the Shita Lo Noda L'Mi. We don't know who wrote it. Anonymous. So there, he has the Svara for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. His Lashon is Batla Toras Shlichus B'Dvar Avera. What does that mean? Some things aren't nitan to be given over to a Shliach. I can't make a Shliach as a mushal, not an exact mushal. I can't make a Shliach to put tefillin on for me one day. Yeah, come on, please put on tefillin for me. Why? Because that's a mitzvah shebegufo. I need to do it. It only relates to me. And it's not nitan to be given over in the world of shlichus. So too, the Achronim explain, I'm not a bailim to do averus. So only if I have bailus on something could I pass it over through a shliach. If I'm not a bailim, if something happens automatically, if something happens memela, then I can't make a shliach to do that. So anytime I can't, I'm not a bailam on something, so then I cannot make a shliach to do it. So that's a suggestion that they quote in the name of Reb Chaim, other Achronim. Why is it Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, pshat number 3? Those are three ideas. But again, this Mi'ila listed here is an exception to the rule that we say Yeh Shliach L'Dvar Avera when it comes to the Isser of Me'ila. Okay, let's continue, and then we'll talk a little more. So, that's the Gemara's first suggestion. The fact that we say Yesh Liach L'Dvar Avera when it comes to Me'ila is why it is called by the Mishnah a mountain hanging by a hair. So says the Gemara, Hainu Kaharare Natluya Besaira. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Umay Kushya. What do you mean? Why is that so difficult to understand? Dilma Shaini Me'ila Di Yafa Chet Chemi Truma. Me'ila is an exception to the rule. You're telling me, it's Kara, Matulim, Besaira? No, there's a Makar and Chumash. Why it's an exception to the rule. We learn Gzeira Shava from Shuma, and keep in mind, this is a full-fledged Gzeira Shava, right? Torah compared to Torah. Ma Hasam, just like by Truma, Shlucho Shalom Kamoso, a Kerperisud can be Mafris Truma through a Shliach, and that's why Shlichas applies by Truma. So Afkaj Shalom Kamoso, so too by Me'ila, by the Avera of Me'ila, by Shlichas, the Avera by Me'ila, it works. So we compare regular Farshas Truma to Me'ila Bavera, but you see it's a Gzeira Shava. So that's why it's an exception to the rule. So what's difficult? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. That one, that halacha is not difficult. El Amarava, Lo Nitzrucha, El Alikidatanya. This is the following. The following detail is not mefurish in the Torah, and that's what's hidden. Nizkar Balabayis, Lo Nizkar Shliach. What happens if the Balabayis gives the Shliach some money to buy him something, and all of a sudden the Shliach already left, and the Balabayis remembers, it's hektish money I gave him. So the Balabayis all of a sudden becomes amazed. We paskin Me'ilas Beshogeg. Me'ilas violated Beshogeg. So once the Balabayis remembers at that moment, he can no longer violate the Isra Me'ila. He can't send him a text message. He's already going to do what he's about to do. He already buys it. So the Shliach is Shogeg. So the Shliach now is going to get the Avera. Shliach Ma'al. So I ask the Gemara, Shliach Anya Maika Ovid. Literally, this poor Shliach. How could we say he's violating this Ramila? Right? It's not his fault. He had no idea. Hainu Karamatulim Basaira. So that's what's meant. Interesting. It's the exception to the exception. That's what's being referred to, that Mila's Haram Tulim Basaira. The rule is Ain Shliach L'Dvar Avera. right? And then we say, Yesh Shliach Adar Aveira, by Me'ila. And then we say, no, but if the Mishaleach realizes, we go back to the regular rule of Ein Shliach Adar Aveira, and the Shliach is going to be Me'ila. So that exception to the exception is what is not Mefurish in the Torah. Says the Gemara, really? Amar Avashi, my kusha. Again, what's so difficult, though, about that? Dilma midi tahavi amoti mos hektar shlochulin. What do you mean? If you find some money on the floor, and then you use it, and it happened to be hektish money, you also violate me'ila, even though you didn't know about it. Oh, poor guy. But that's the halacha. He didn't know about it, but that's the isra me'ila, b'shogeg. So to hear, why is it so difficult? Why is that svara so difficult that the Gemara has to call it a mountain on a hair? So Gemara says, okay, you're right, try number three. Ela amar avashi lo nitzracha ela l'kiditznan. We need it for the following Mishnah. In Me'ila. Not al evan okoresh al hektish. The Mishnah says, if I took a stone or a board of hektish, hare zelo mal. I didn't yet violate Me'ila, we'll see soon. It's because I didn't do anything yet with it. I just took the stone. Right, and still, whatever it is, kol hecha di'isa be'gazad rachmanu di'isa, whatever it is, it still belongs to hektish until I do something with it. But nasna lachaveiro, the second that I give it to my friend, huma'al, then he violates me'ila. He, the giver, violates me'ila, because he is motzi it me'rishus hektish, v'chaveiro lo ma'al, and his friend does not violate me'ila. Why? Because it's already his by the time he gets it. The nosein was already violated, and a byproduct of me'ila is that it's yotzei lechulin. That's also a yesod of me'ila. So ask the Gemara. That's the Mishnah. So if somebody gives it, then they violate. So michti mishka shakla. 1 minute. He took it. The nosein took it. Malihu mali chaveira. Why should it make a difference if he gave it to his friend or not? Didn't he take it already? He was already motzi it me'rishus hektish. So why should he only be chayiv later when he gives it to his friend? So says the Gemara. Haynu karama tzuli b'sayra. So maybe that's the detail of the mountain hanging on a hair. So again, the Gemara says, "Umay kushya, why is that so difficult? Dilma kiddush Shmuel. Maybe this is like Shmuel. To Amar Shmuel, hacha. Shmuel said that that Mishnah is about a certain type of person. But Gizbar Mesuras lo avni binyan askinan. We're talking about basically a gabai. We're talking about a gabai of the Beis Hamikdash who has a little more flexibility. He always has hektish money in his pockets, and he's always dealing with hektish assets." So that's who we're talking about there. So it's the Gizbar that took the stoner board of Hektish. So because of who he is, it's not considered a Hotsah yet, Meirushos Hektish. Only when he gives it to somebody else illegally, so that's when it is considered Yotzei Mei Hektish. To call Hecha de Mancha Bershusei Dide Mancha. Wherever he puts it, before he gives it to anybody else, is in his Rishus. Rashi on top. Afilu Mikami Achi Bershusei Mancha. Wait, his rishus is Hektish's rishus, right? The gabai is an extension. Kol kama shenatzla. As long as he took it and he didn't give it to anybody, lo shan yamidi. Nothing changed. The tefuk mida that the hektish that it should go out from the hektish's hands. So we are still stuck. What does the Mishnah in Chagiga mean when the Mishnah says in Chagiga that me'ila is kaharar matzlim b'sayra? Everything is mefurish, or everything is logical. So, what is it? So, Ella, fourth try. Almost there. Ella mi seifa. Maybe the sefer from that Mishnah. If this person, even if it was the Gizbar, according to Shmuel, bana b'toch beso, let's say he used it to build something in his house. Ah, hareze lo ma'al, ache yadur tachteh b'shava pruta. Even if he builds it into his house, which pashas is, he was mishana it. Right, if you build it into your house, you have to saw it to fit in. You have to break something. So still, no, you don't violate me'ila until you get benefit from it, until you live under it, and it's raining, and it shades you from the rain, whatever benefit it is. So ask the Gemara, Michdi, let's see. Shinuye shanye, weren't you mishane it? Didn't you change it to fit into your house? Mali dar, mali lodar. So what difference does it make if you lived under it? Weren't you already motzi it me'rishus hektish? Hainu kara matulim basaira. Forget the hana'a. What about just the hotza'a? Which is a huge discussion in Me'ila, which Bezra will have in a minute, about the root mechayiv of Me'ila. How much is it hotza'a? How much is it Me'ila? But that could already here be the shakla v'tarya. What do you need the hana'a element? Don't you just have the hotza'a element? And that's haram tulim basaira. So the Gemara finally says, oh, my kushya, again, I don't think that's a problem. Dilma l'kidrav, d'amarav. Could go, you know what the Mishnah is talking about there? Go Chinicha Gapi Aruba. Do you have an open window already? so that you could just take the board and fit it in. You didn't have to be mishana it, right? You had a skylight without any material there. So you put the board there. So he darbei in, he lo darbei lo. That's why you need the hana, because there was no hotza'ah here, there was no shinui here, and you're the gizbar, so how is it considered leaving? Ah, so if you get benefit from it, personal benefit, right? Chulin benefit. So the Gemara is still stuck, so we say, okay, let's go try to rehabilitate one of the earlier answers. And that will be our final suggestion. Ella, what? Ella, right? Ella always means a totally new answer. Ella, la olam kidderava. Let's go back to what Rava said, which was answer number two. Right, answer number two, Rava said that it's that the Balabais remembered, and we said, why is this any worse than somebody finding a piece of hektish on the street? Right, you also feel bad for the guy. Says the Gemara, there's a difference. The Olam Kedarava. Utakakashi lecha, midi dahavi amotzi mos hektish lechulin. You ask, what's the difference between this case, where the Balabais gave it to him, and a case where he just finds money on the street? Answers the Gemara, no, there is a difference. Hasa made the yada dikazuze de hektish. Over there, when the Balabais gives it, somebody should have known. He should have known. He had hektish in his house. He should have been ma'ayin. He should have given over that information to the shliach. So therefore, somebody should have known. So there, it's a real case where we can say somebody's at fault, and that fault transfers to the... And that fault transfers. That's the case of that's the case where he has it. Hacha miyada. Over here where he just finds it on the street, there's no way for him to know. So there we could say, we feel bad. But over there it's more of he should have been aware of it. Right? That's why there's a difference between those two cases. Rashi says in the first skinny line, Hainu karam tulim b'sayra, b'smicha mu'etes midaminan le'lamotzi mos hektesh l'chulin, shari karavu la'ones yosem min ha'shogeg. One case is different than the other one. So therefore, Hainu karam tulim b'sayra. So that's the case that we go back to number two. Right? The answer is, the case is where the shliach is given it, and then the balabais remembers, and then the shliach is caught holding the bag. Right? That's what's unusual. Why is that so unusual compared to this other case? There's a difference. One is more closer to shogeg, one is more closer to ones. Period. The root issue by Me'ila that is discussed is there are a number of formulations how to say the question. One way to say it is, how close is Me'ila? What's the issue of Me'ila? I take something from the base of Mikdash and I get benefit from it. So is that at root a gezel, a stealing context? Stealing from Me'ila? Is that the root definition, or is it benefit from Me'ila? Hana'a from Hektish. Right? So what is the primary element by Me'ila? After all, the big raya that we know, that the Mishnah says in Me'ila, is that Me'ila can be mitztarif l'zman meruba. If I'm mo'el a third of a pruta today, and a third of a pruta tomorrow, and a third of a pruta in 3 days from now, it's mitztarif, it combines, and now I violate Me'ila fully. Right, which tips us off to think that it's really like a gezel issue, because the money adds up. If it's a separate issue of bizayon hektish, what should today's aveira have to do with tomorrow's aveira? If I eat a little bit of a half a kazayis of something today, a treif, and I eat half a kazayis in a week from now, those aren't mitzareif. It's not one maisa achila. So here, it's not one maisa. So if it's a money issue, it's our Edward Gezel, then it can be mitzareif. If I steal from you a little, once it adds up and I still have it, so then it could add up. So that halacha is already tips us off. Reb Chaim thought there was another halacha that tips us off. Reb Chaim said that the Gemara tells us, we know there's a mitzvah daraisa, Parshas Kiseitse, that a worker is allowed to eat from the fruit or produce that he is working in. If he's working in oranges in the fields, then he can eat some oranges. If he's working in tomatoes, he can eat tomatoes. Right? All different limits of that halacha, only if it's mechupar and only if it's bar malacha, all different details. But either way, that's the general halacha. Kisava b'kerem reyacha, v'katavta mililus b'yodecha, v'chem reish losanif al-kamas reyacha. Right? The pasuk in Parshas Kiseitse. The Gemara in Me'ila has to quote psukim to say that if it's hektish fruit, you can't eat it. I don't think even if it's hektish fruit. The Gemara requires no psukim to say that, if he's a nazir and he's working in a vine, we know that memela. We don't need a pasuk to tell me that he can't take that those grapes while he's working. Right? So, if he is a maaser sheni fruit, he can't eat the maaser sheni fruit if he's not in Yerushalayim. So, ask Reb Chaim in the Me'ila, Perachas Halacha Aleph. Why is it that it's such a davar pashut that all other Isurim in the world are not allowed for this worker in the field, but Me'ila requires a Pasuk to exclude it. So explains Reb Chaim, because if you say Me'ila is at root is an Isur Gezel, stealing something for the Beis HaMikdash, so then this guy, this worker, Isur Gezel is matired for him. It's not called stealing when he eats from the Baal HaBayis. So that's the Havamina, says Reb Chaim. So I would have also thought, well, once Gezel is mutter, maybe even Gezel from Hekdash should be mutter. Kamash Malan, we don't go that far. So what's the Kamash Malan? Kamash Malan, that this Gezel is not allowed? Or Kamash Malan, Mi'ila is not just about Gezel. Mi'ila is also about Hana'am in a Hekdash, or Bizayon Hekdash, and therefore you cannot compare this to other Isur. Rabbi Elchanan also discusses this in the Kovas Ha'aretz in Yevamos. He says maybe it's a machlokes tanoim, machlokes rishonim, between Tosfos and the Ramban, also discussing whether it is gezel or a bizayon hekdesh. We'll have to get to that, Rabbi Elchanan, Be'ez Hashem, when we get into Yevamos. Let's get back though to the question I mentioned before, and that is, where in the Torah does it say that you're not allowed to get benefit from hekdesh? Where is that? Where does it say it? So if you look into Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau, the Repop, Yerucham Fishel Perlau, his commentary on Rav Sadia Gaon, you know, Rav Sadia Gaon wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos, and if it was just published, it would be two sides, maybe three sides, a couple of sides of the whole list, because it's basically a poem. Every two words in the poem is a reference to another mitzvah. But Yerucham Fishel Perlau, one of the Gaonim from 100 years ago or so, he wrote a mammoth three-volume set on the Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Sadia Gaon. He basically uses every word to talk for 30 pages about the mitzvah. So there, in the mitzvah of Me'ila, it's on the first volume, page 801. He quotes, there are four suggestions of the Rishonim. Once there are four suggestions, you know it's amazing, why doesn't the Torah make it more clear? Right, gotta ask that question. But the Rishonim says Lomana, sorry, and he says this is why Rav Sadia Gaon doesn't count Me'ila as an Aveira. He counts it as a Karban, but he only counts Dvarim HaMufurashim Bikra as Isurim in the Los Ases. But he says, maybe you learn it out, Rashi says you learn it out, Chet Chet Mitruma. You learn it out from Xer Shever from Truma, just like Truma has certain Averos related to it. Not just Afrasha, but certain Averos related to Truma, so too, you can bear that to Me'ila. Or the Rambam. The Rambam, Begefelkas Me'ila, quotes the Pasuk, Lo sucha le'achol b'sharecha. Which is the simple version, it means a lot of things, but it doesn't mean dafka Me'ila, but he says that's what the Rambam quotes. In the Sefer HaPardes of Rashi, he quotes a Pasuk from the Miluim, Lo ye'achel ki kodeshem, v'zar lo yochal, ki kodeshem. Fourth suggestion, he says, maybe he's included in the Pasuk of Kiafli Lindar, Lo Yachel Dvaro, all different suggestions for the Isra of Me'ila. The crucial point is that it's not clear what the Aveira, the carbon of Me'ila, that's clear in the Torah. But the Aveira of Me'ila is not clear. We have all these suggestions given by the Mefarshim. One final point related to Me'ila, and that is, there is a difficult Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Me'ila, from our Gemara it's not difficult, but knowing other Gemaras it is. The Rambam says, we always say, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, except for Me'ila. Me'ila is the only exception to Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That's the Rambam, in Hilchos Me'ila. The problem is, the Gemara in Kiddushin lists off three exceptions to the rule. Right, Shlichus Yad, by a Shmira case, Tichu Mechira, if I steal or shecht a shor or a set, right, the case of 4 and 5, the Gemara says those two are also. If I make a shliach to be tovechu mocher, then I'm going to pay the 4 and the 5, not the shliach. So there also we say yeshliach levar avera, or shalech yad v'pikadon, right, the last mishnah in Amavkin. So that's a difficult, different suggestions given. Why the Rambam knows the Gemara, so it must be the Rambam saying that the other two cases are not true cases of shlichus levar avera for some reason. The Ksos talks about it. You can look it up in Reis Sadi Veiz, but we're not going to get into that right now. But just keep that in mind. For Shlichus Lidvar Aveira. Okay, we continue now with the last section here in the first parak. Says the Gemara Mikra, Muad Falachas Merubos. So these items have only a few psukim and a lot of halachos. So, says the Gemara, Tana, we have a Brisa also, Nigoim Ba'alos Mikra, Muad Falachas Merubos. Nigoim and Alos have very few psukim and halachos Merubos. Says the Gemara, really? I've lain Tazria Mitzorah before. Doesn't sound like it's a Mikra Muat. Negayim Mikra Muat. Negayim Mikra Merubahu. There's plenty of psukim about Negayim. Rav Papa Hachikama. Rav Papa says, no, it's a ratio statement. Negaim mikra meruba vahalachos muatos. Negaim have, in relative terms to the number of psukim, have few halachos. Meaning there is a ton. There's plenty of psukim. There's plenty of psukim. But halachos, halachos muatos, that's what it means by negaim. And then ahalos, mikra muat v'halachos merubos, the opposite. By ahalos, there's very few psukim that talk about tumas ohel. Not too many psukim. But halachos merubos, there are many. There's a whole mesechta of ahalos, one of the larger mesechtas in all of Shas, in terms of prakim, is meseches ahalos. So you split negaim and ahalos. Negaim have a lot in Torah Shebichsav, and in relative terms, less in Torah Shebalpeh, and ahalos has the opposite. Umay nafkamina, what difference does this, why is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi telling me this line? About what has more? So, imistafka l'chamilsa b'negaim ayin b'kroi. If you're not sure about halach in negaim, you can just look at the chumash. Right? Most the halachas are mafurish in the text. V'imistafka l'chamilsa b'alos ayin b'mastisan. But if you want to know halach in alos, so then look in the mastisan, look in the Torah, she'bal peh. Didn't we say yesterday not allowed to paskin from a Mishnah? Right? You shouldn't go from Talmud to Mishnah. And here it's saying mastisan. So one answer is, well, there's no Gemara on Ahalos. There's no Gemara on Ahalos. So, you know, where are you supposed to go? So, Torah Shebal Peh, or the other item is that it's nothing to paskin from here. It's like to get your feet wet to start studying the issue. But obviously, you'd have to go to the Achronim and the Poskim to know exactly what we are up to. Good. Interesting, a nafkamina that was not said, I saw some Achronim pick up on, is... we know some of these halachas, like Ahalos, halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. There is a question in the Achronim. If you have a suffix halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, is that lechumra or lekula? Is that lechumra or lekula? It's a machlokas Achronim. Some Achronim want to say that maybe this line is a raya. The fact that the Gemara did not say enough kamina is whether you go lechumra or not, is a raya that even if it's not mefurish, you go lechumra anyway. So, even though it would be halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. So some say that implicitly that this line is hinting to that. Okay, dinin. Michtav ktivin. So now we're up to the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the last line of the Mishnah in Chagiga, remember it said, dinin, avoda, tarus, tumos, arayos, they all have yesh lehem amashi yismachu. They have what to be so mech on in the text. So what do you mean we have something? Michtav ktivin is befurish. What do you mean? Let's talk about smachta. Yidre b'asher desbochu. No, mitav sivan. Lo nitzrecha el kederabbi. So again, we're going to see in all of these contexts, there's a detail that's not mafurish, and that's what's being referred to. Kedetanya. Rabbi Omer. Rabbi says nefesh tachas nefesh. Mammon. An eye for an eye. A soul for a soul. This is talking about not where a person kills, because then obviously then it's nefesh tachas nefesh. But where a person's money, monetary, right? A demei. Niske mamon, your animal, Rachmana Lisban, kills somebody. Nefesh nachas nefesh mamon. Ata omer mamon o eno ela nefashos. Is this mamonis, or maybe it actually means nefesh mamish? Nemer nesina lamata. Nemer nesina lamalo. We say no. Because you have the nesina lamala, nesina lamata, we have one by Demei Vlados, right, in Bishpatim, where a person, Rachmana Lisban, you know, causes a woman to have a miscarriage, and that is Fishor Mamonis, because the verse is not Chayim Misa for that case, and it says in the Sina here, so Malahal and Mamon Afkan Mamon, so we compare the two. It is, though, the Rambam points out, important that the Torah formulates this as if it's Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. The Torah doesn't say Mamon Tachas Nefesh. The Torah says Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, even though it doesn't mean it. We mentioned in the past, we don't believe in like the Hammurabi Code, right? There on that Hammurabi Code, we know from the ancient civilizations, it's nefesh tachas nefesh, literally. That's what it says on it. We don't paskin that way. But the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Chovel Mazik, it says it this way in the Torah, though, to give us a message. Zeshen emar batorah, kasher yitin mum ba'adam kein yasin bo, eino lach bol bazeh kamo shechalo b'chavero, ela shehu ra'uy, lachasro eiver, o lach bol bo kamo she'asa. Right? It's in lieu. The payment should be looked at in lieu of the either wounding or in lieu of the killing. That's what the Torah formulates it as as such. And he says, Aval bishadvarim elu nira me'inyan Torah shebechsav, kulan mefurashanim bipi Moshe me'ar Sinai, v'kulan alach alamaisein bi'adenu, okazer roya v'seinu danin, v'chulu, when the Rambam talks about an eye for an eye, a nefesh for a nefesh, and all the cases that are not literal, it still says it in that way to teach us the severity of these cases. Viter, avodos, mechtav ksiv, and again, avodo also is mefurish. We have much avoda in the text. Lo nitzrcha ela laholachas hadam. We know there are four avodos of a karban, of a behema. Shchita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika. Shechting the animal, cashing the blood, walking the blood over to the mizbeach, and then sprinkling the mizbeach, the blood on the mizbeach. Parallel four when it comes to a karban mincha. Karban mincha. We also have kemitza, which is similar to the shchita. Kemitza, kabbalah bekli, right, holacha, going to the mizbeach, and then haktara, burning it on the mizbeach, burning the comments on the mizbeach. So that's a parallel by avodas hamincha, right? Misachas zvachim and misachas menachas. But here, mechtav ksivin. So what's not written? Holacha. There's no mefurish pasuk in the Torah that says walk the dam over to the mizbeach. Ditanya v'hikrivu zu kabbalas adam. Where do we see this? Even says the Gemara, kabbalah is not mefurish. Doesn't say anywhere that you have to catch the blood. It's just logical that once you shech the blood, but once you shech the animal, and you're going to have to sprinkle the blood, those two are mefurish, shchita and zrika. So how do you get from shchita to zrika? It must be you're going to catch the blood in some type of container, some type of bowl, and then you're going to walk the blood over to the mizbeach. So that is it's known, but it's not mefurish. Detanya v'hikrivo. And you shall bring it close, but we understand that. Chazal learned out v'hikrivo to mean zu kabbalas adam, because it's the verb right after shchita. So what are you doing right after shchita? It must be you are catching. But it says lahakriv. What's the lashon of lahakriv? To bring close. To bring close, but we darshan that to mean kabbalah. The afke rachmana b'lashon holacha. And the Torah goes out of its way to use a lashon of bringing close, which is lahakriv, v'hikrivu. Even though it means Kabbalah, Dechsev v'hikrev ha'kohen es ha'kol v'hikter ha'mizbecha, v'amar mar, zu holachas evarim l'kevesh. So there too, an act of holacha, which is required in the process, but what's the word in the Torah used? V'hikrev, l'meimra, to holacha lotivka michal kabbalah. This is to teach me that both of them, they're like a team. They're a team that's not mefurish, the Kabbalah and the holacha. And Rashi says, an important Rashi, in Dibur Maschil, lo tafkei, L'chol d'vareha. It's not considered, it's not excluded from avoda regarding everything. V'yavagavshi avoda she'efshel avatzla. The Gemara says at the end of the first parak in Zvachim. Holacha, though, it's possible to do without holacha. Meaning if I shecht and catch the blood right next to the mizbeach. So it's called an avoda she'efshel avatzla. But when it is done, so then it is an avoda. She'im ratza shochem sam mizbeach v'zorech. Hecha delo batzla avodahi. Where it wasn't nullified, it is an avoda. And then Rashi quotes halachic issues tali on whether something's an avoda. It's interesting to try to figure out why Rashi quotes these. Umefaglan es hakarban machshavasa. Pigol applies. Vitzricha kohen. Ubig digahuna. Uposel ba onein v'yoshev v'arel. An onein, a yoshev, somebody who's sitting, an arel. All those. Meaning it's a real avoda. So all of these halachos kick in. So that's what it's being referred to. Halacha and Kabbalah. This is also the source, that word v'hikrivu, that a shchit is k'sher bizar. And the Gemara Darsh is elsewhere, v'hikrivu, ha-kohen, me-kabbalah ve'eloch, you have to do it with a kohen. Mashmur that beforehand, the shchit can be done by a Yisrael. Taros, michtav k'siva, and again, taros. Isn't that also written in the Torah? It says in the Torah, you have to be matar yourself. Lo nitzrcha el l'shir mikvah, delo k'siva. How big does a mikvah have to be? You have to tovel yourself in. That's not mefurish in the Torah. Ditanya the Braisa says, v'rachatz b'mayim b'mei mikvah, to be tar, you have to wash yourself in the waters of a mikvah. What is that excluding? Mikvah is to exclude what? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says to exclude she'uvim, drawn water, which is definitely pasul, but that is a major machlokas rishonim, whether the psul of she'uvim is d'oraisa or d'rabanan. Rashi here is saying it's d'oraisa. Right, it's a psul of she'uvim. Tosva says, no. Tosva says, on the Dibur Maschil, Bameh, no, it's to exclude, it's to, me mikvah means, it has to be ashborin, it can't be moving water. Right, that to exclude zochalin. So 2 days, machlokas, Rashi Tosas, what is the drasha here, mei mikvah, what is it excluding? Is it excluding moving water, or is it excluding shuvin water? Right, machlokas, Rashi Tosas, whether the psul of shuvin is daraisa. Es kol bisaro, and you have to have all your flesh in the mikvah, mayim shkal gufa olabayin, you need water that the entire body could fit into, v'kama hein, amalama brum shalosh, 1 by 1 by 3, amos, v'shiru chachamim, mei mikvah arbaim sa'a. And Chazal estimated that the average person to squeeze into 40 sa'ah. That is the source for mikvah. What are you going to the mikvah for here? What is the source in the Torah for mikvah? For what? So Tosfos quotes the Bahag. Tosfos quotes the Bahag that this is for taharos. For taros, in order for me to eat taros again, and I'm tummy, I have to go to the mikvah. And then the Tosfos quotes the Bahag, and kal v'chomer, we learn out, these are the rules for mikvah, for isha l'baila. It's a kal v'chomer. Tosfos doesn't like that kal v'chomer, because he says sometimes you find higher standards by taros than you find for isha l'baila. Even though isha l'baila is an iser kares, but, says Tosfos, it's still not a glatz, such a smooth kal v'chomer. Tosfos says, no, you have a special pasuk to teach me Isha L'Baila. You can't learn it out from a Kal V'Chomer from here. That's interesting also. In Tosfos, Yirma Aschel, lo. Okay, Tmeos. So Taras, we mentioned, that's teaching me the 40 Sefer Mikvah. Tmeos, Mikhtav Ksivan. Again, being coming Tameh, that's also in the Torah. Lo Nisrach Ha'el L'Ka'ad Dasha Min HaSheretz, Delo Ksiva. It's a detail. HaSheretz, the 8 Shratzim that make me Tameh. Those shratzim are avos atumos, and the fact that even a lentil seed size of a sheretz makes me tamei, so that's what's not mefurish. Titanya, bahem, yachol bakula. And you might think you have to have the entire sheretz to make you tamei. Tamalomar, mehem, yachol bimiksas. And you might think only part of them is good enough. Tamalomar, bahem, the whole. So haketzad. So what's allowed, what's not allowed, what makes you tell me what doesn't? Haketzarat, sheyagia b'miksaso, shukakulo. You have to touch some of it, which is miksas kakulo. It's considered as if you touch the whole one. How much is some of it? How big of a piece of a recently dead sheretz do I have to touch? Shiru chachamim bika adasha. The size of a lentil seed. Shekin chomet. Tchilaso bika adasha. It's chomet, one of the shratzim. It starts off being as small as an adasha, as a lentil seed. So that's why that's enough. Even as it grows, to be left to make you tummy. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kiznav, Halata. No, that's the size of a tail of a lizard, which the Gemara talks about. Even after you chop off the tail of a lizard, it's flailing around a little bit before it, stops flailing around, says the Gemara. So that shows, that's a reflection of Chiyus, and therefore that's the shear that is used. Good. Shiurim, ask the Maritz Chayis. Not here, but it's a Yesod Gadol. Maritz Chayis also has a two-volume called Sifrei Maritz Chayis. If you look at volume 1 on page Kuftes Vav, Kuftes Zayin. Ask the Maritz Chayis, aren't all Shi'urim Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? We have that elsewhere. Shi'urim Chatzis Mechiz Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So, famous question on the Rambam. The Rambam says, is ever a machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? How could there be a machlokas here about the Shi'ur? That's the question of the Maritz Chayis. Similar question asked, there's a whole tshuva of the Chavos Yoyer. For Yara Backrack, about how you answer up all the cases of the Rambam, all the cases of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that have a machlokas and Shas, how does the Rambam answer it? So we usually mention the Chavos Yair's answer, the Netziv's answer, that the Rambam understands a lot of these not as Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. When it says Hilchos HaGemira Law, doesn't mean there are limitations. But the Maris Chayes gives another overarching answer, which I don't know if we mentioned in the past. In Kuftes Vav, Kuftes Zayin, in Torah Sanavim, the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai was only the general klal. But the Pratim have plenty of machlokas. The fact that there's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai about Shi'urin, says the Rambam, that Shi'urin were given over by Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning that fact that there's something called Kizayis, Kebetza, Kadasha, all these Shi'urin, 10 Amos, this Amos, that was given over. Where do you apply each one? Says the Maris Chayis, Masra Kasav L'Chachamim. They decide where does Kazayis apply, and where does Kosevis apply, and where does Kadasha apply, and where does this apply? Masrakas, put it on the list of Masrakas of the Chachamim. Right here, the Maritz Chayis says it in Torah's Hanavim. Help explain that Rambam, including the Machlokas here. Fine. Last one. Arayas, bottom line. Arayas, Mithlok, Stephen, those are all, that's also a furish in the Torah. All the Arayas. Lo nisracha, ella, libito me'anusasa deloksiva. Oh, there's one of the arayas that's not mefurish. A man to be with the daughter of the woman that he was ma'anis. Delopsiva, that's not Mefurish in the Torah. Okay. Damarava Amrali, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Avdimi, Asya Heina Heina, Asya Zima Zima. It's one of those two-stage Gzeira Shavas where we end up learning the fact that a man is usser with his Bita Mianus Asso. We know Bita, we know a stepdaughter from elsewhere. Right, that's Bito Me Ishto. But Bito Me Anusaso is one step removed from that, so we need a lima to teach me that. Good. Heinein Gufei Torah, the Mishnah ended up by saying these are crucial elements to the Torah. So Hani in Hanachlo, what only these listed, nothing else. Nothing else is so important. Ela'ema Hein Vehein Gufei Torah. No, it means these and these. All these halachas that are mentioned here in the Mishnah are crucial halachas. Hein vein. Rashi says, Elu ve'elu. They're all gufei Torah. Okay, Hadron lachakom chayavin. Now we get into Ein Darshan. So these first couple of blot in Ein Darshan are some of the most fascinating dafim in all of Shas. These first few dafim, we're going to have the story of Acher, the story of the four that went into the Pardes. Right, there's Halacha, there's Ashkafa, there's Agarata. So over the next couple of dafim, all the way until we get into the next Mishnah, which is on Daf Yud Zayin, when we get back into Chagiga issues, and then we'll get to Kadshim and Taurus, really Taurus, for the rest of the Masechta from Daf Yud Chesem Abeis. That's really the edge. But up until there, the next 5-6 blot are pretty unique in the world of Shas. So, Ein Darshan Bishlosha, Ba'arayas Bishlosha. You're not allowed to give a shiur about laws of Arayas with three people. At the Havamina here, we think that means one Rebbe, two students. Below Maisa Bracious, Bishnaim. You can't talk about Maisa Bracious, about the depths of how Hashem created the world, with two people, meaning even to one student. Even to one student, we think that you're not allowed to. Right? Because you're not allowed to do that B'tzibur. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says that's the connection to the end of the Torah, to the beginning of the Torah. La'enei kol Yisrael, Bereishis Bar Elokim. When you're talking in public, La'enei kol Yisrael, then you got to start with Maisa Bereishis, Bereishis Bar Elokim. You can't talk about exactly what happened beforehand and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to that stage of creating the world. All the things that we don't know, we're not allowed to think about. It's because La'enei kol Yisrael. If it's in front of a number of people, La'enei kol Yisrael, Bereishis Bar Elokim. That's what he asks. Below, so not Maisa Bereishis is Ar Pishnayim. And you can't think about Maisa Merkava, visions of God, like Yecheskel thought Biyachid. Sounds like even by yourself. Not supposed to think about that, even Biyachid. Ella imkein hayachachlam umeven midaito. Unless you can figure it out yourself. So, how do we understand that? If you can't learn it yourself, what are the next lines? So the Gemara will explain. If anybody thinks about the following four things, it's better if he wasn't born. Malamala, malamata, malafim, malachar. Right? What do these mean? Right? What's up? What's down? What's before? What is after? So what do these mean? So the different suggestions in the Rishonim. What does it mean? Rashi says it means what's in all four directions of the world. What's at the end of the universe, to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south? Does that mean that he thought that the earth was flat? Okay, maybe. But that's what he suggests. There's a gilyon in Rashi that says, I don't think that's what lufnim and la'achar mean, because the Gemara seems to say it's a chronological issue. What was before the world was created, and what's going to be after the world ceases to exist? That's what we're not supposed to be osek in. And that's what Tosa discusses as well here. But questions which basically are beyond human comprehension. The Rambam discusses here in the Pirush Mishnayos and also in Mora Nevuchim. The Rambam says, focusing on areas of life that we cannot get the answers to is just going to make us go crazy. And it's even going to negatively affect the questions that we can get answers to. He gives, is in the Mor Nevuchim, and Aleph Lamed Beis. He gives a beautiful mashal. He says, you ever try reading tiny, tiny fine print? Tiny words. It's very hard. And as we get into a certain age, it gets even harder. You got to take off your glasses, start putting it up close to the eyes. I didn't think I would get to this age, you know, and this wasn't going to be me. Right, it's only, but you bring it up, put it close to my eyes, and the kids start saying, oh, look, look. Anyway, so what happens after that? After, like, our eyes are, like, out of whack because we were, like, staring at these little letters, then even if we look at something else, they're, like, not in focus and it's blurry. So he says that's like trying to see these tiny little letters that we can't really see. Says the Rambam, that's going to affect our vision of the questions that we even could get regular answers to. And therefore, Aval yech lo yechlash ruuscha al zeh, asher lo tuchal alav levad, aval yechlash gamkin al mashe bekochacha shetasigeyu, v'yechlash ruuscha, v'lo tira emasha hayite yochol lahasig kodem aflakas ha'abata v'at ha'atracha. meaning I'm going to be totally thrown off the derech because I'm not going to be able to get answers to certain issues, and I'll just throw it all away, says the Rambam. That's what we have to realize. Right, Ein Kelokeinu first, and then Mikelokeinu. Right, there can't be any questions about Elokeinu. That's the Rambam again at length here in Pirush Mishnayis and in Mor Nevuchim. Last line, V'chol Shelo Chas Al Kvod Kono Ratui Lo Shelo Bal Olam. Whoever is on Chas on the covenant of his Creator, meaning he's osik in any of these questions, which he lacks the proper covenant. Right, I think I'm going to be able to understand Hashem. I can do it, I can handle it, I can understand the infinite. You can't, we can't. It's the finite and the infinite. And therefore it's better, shelo ratui la'olam. Okay, says the Gemara, Amart Bereisha v'lo b'merkava b'yachid. He said in the first line of the Mishnah that you can't even learn merkava b'yachid, which we thought that meant even by myself. V'hadar amart el imkein hayachacham u'mevin midaito. But then it says, I can if I understand it myself. So the Gemara says we misunderstood. Hachi ka'amar, ein darshim arayis lishlosha. It means three students plus the Rebbe. V'loba ma'isa breishas lishnayim. Ma'isa breishas means one and two and the Rebbe. V'loba merkava liyachid. Elim kin haya chacham u'mevin midaito. Merkava is only if he's a chacham, and you don't even have to say it explicitly. Just give some rashi prakim, and then they'll understand it by themselves. Ein darshan barayis b'shlosha. So why is that? My timer, why can't we darshan barayis? Why can't we give a shir on parshas achremos kadoshim? All those psukim. So ilema mishum dechsiv. Is it because it's a limud in the text? Ish ish el kol she'er bisaro. Ish ish trey. Right? That's two. She'er bisaro chad. Three. V'yam rachmana. So it's an allusion to three in the pasuk by Arayas. V'yam rachmana lo tikru v'legal zarva. Don't be megala Arayas. Don't teach Arayas. Right? On a deeper level. Of course it means the isser of Arayas. But maybe on a deeper level it means don't be megala amongst three. So is that what it means? That's the remez? It's based on a pasuk? Elameata, dechsiv ish ish ki yikalel elohav. Ish ish, asher yitain mi zaro lamole, chachanami. Right, elokav. Sorry, wait, that the, right, a man, right, that curses, a man that gives his child to Molech. There also, we're going to darshan ish ish is only usher with two. So elohanu mi baile, no. Those psukim are l'rabos es hanachrim shemusharan al-berchaz Hashem al-avodazarki Yisrael. Those psukim are allusions and hints to the fact that these are two of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Right, it's about a zara, it's a rice. So that's what those ish ishes are used up. Says the Gemara, Hainami, mi boy le rabo, says anachrim shemuzar al arayis ki Yisrael. This one too. So, okay, it's not based on ish ish, ela mi lechsev, maybe it's based on this pasuk. Ushmartim is mishmarti, ushmartem trey, mishmarti chad, v'yam rachmana levilti asos vechukos atoevos. Another allusion in the text of a number in the context of arayis. Says the Gemara again, it's not good, ela mayata. Dechsev ushmartim is a Shabbos, ushmartim is a matzos. Ushmartim es mishmeres hakodesh, achanami. There you're also going to darshan it to teach you psukim? Says the Gemara, no. It's not based on a pasuk. It's based on a svara. Ela amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, my ein darshan ba'arayis b'shlosha, ein darshan b'sisre arayis. You can't darshan about the hidden things of arayis. What does the hidden things mean? Rashi says here, the arayos that you learn out in Midrash's Chazal. That's Rashi. Ask the Tosas read on Rashi, I don't understand. Yadavka should have a shear on that, because nobody knows that. What's before in the puzzle, you don't have to have a shear on. But like we had before, Bitome and Uzasa, of course you have to say that. Says Tosas read, no. You know what it means that you're not allowed to darshan ba'arayos? It means the kulo sheyesh ba'arayos. There are certain loopholes that there are in every area of halacha. So says the Tosfos Rid, because Arayis, as we're about to see in the Gemara, is the strongest Yetzahara, so you don't have to tell all the loopholes to everybody. Right? Certain loopholes shouldn't be said, as the Gemara says, Befneam Haaretz. That's what it means. Don't darshan the Sisri Arayis in public, because not everybody should know that. Rabbi Yosef Engel here quotes in the Gilyon HaShas, maybe this only applied when more of Torah was given Baal Peh, now everything is written anyway. So maybe all of these limitations don't apply today, because everything is written down. Okay, either way. But the Gemara says, by Taima, what's the reason that there's a uniqueness to Arayo Svari? It's a Svara. Why? Beitre, kiyasvi kamerabayu, chad shakal vatari bade rabbe vidach matzli udne legumamre. If there are two students, then one person, when he's talking to his Rebbe and learning, what's the other person going to do? He's going to listen. He's going to listen to whatever the discussion is. So they're not going to miss anything. Tlasa, but by three people in the shir, so one guy is going to start talking to the Rebbe, and the other two guys aren't going to be interested. They're going to start learning by themselves. Right, halafai, they should be learning by themselves. Right, chad shakil vitari bahadi rabbi, one's with the rabbi, vahanachtre, the other two shakil vitari bahadi adadi. Velo yadi mai kamar abayu. They won't hear what the rabbi paskins and says, fasa the mishri, sura barayas. Right, that's why you can't do this. So the Gemara says, yachi kalatoranami. So you should never be able to give a shir with three people listening. Right, why? Because everybody will be thrown off when the Talmud asks the rabbi a question. So the Gemara says, no, arayas shiny. Arayas is different. Damar mar gezel va'arayas nafshel mechamdasan umisav alahem. Arayas has a very strong yetzahara. So therefore, we're going to be more heter. If we don't have by other areas of halacha, we could be more objective. But here in the world of arayas, you got to have extra precautions, and that's why you can't darshan it bishlosha. Iyachi gezel nami. What do you mean? But gezel's also there. So what about at least gezel? You shouldn't be able to give a shear in ilchas gezela with three people. So the Gemara says, no, there's still a difference in the Yetzer. Arayos, bein lefana, bein shalom, bafana, nafesh yitzrei. Arayos, there's a taiva, even if the situation is not in front of me. That's just the nature of the Yetzahara of taiva. Gezel, bafana, nafesh yitzrei, shalom, bafana, lo nafesh yitzrei. By stealing, a person doesn't really have a taiva to steal unless he sees the money in front of him and he has that situation. But arayos is something unique. The Rambam writes this in the end of Hilchos Yisurei Bia. It's quoted in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch also. The Rambam says, the last halakha is in Yisurei Bia. Ein lecha davar b'chol ha-Torah kula. Shu kasha l'rov adam, ela lifrosh min ha-arayos mi-bios asuros. There's no greater Yetzahara. And it doesn't mean bios asuros only. It means any kravel arayos. It means what people look at, and what people listen to, and how people guard their eyes. Shmiras einayim. The Rambam says there's no greater Yetzahara. Amru chachamim, b'shashin etztava al Yisrael al arayos, bachu, v'kiblu mitzvazu b'taromes v'b'chiyah, because it's so hard. The Amru chachamim, quoting our Gemara, gezel v'arayos nafshah shal adam mis'avilem u'mecham dasam, v'ein atamotei kahal, b'chol zman uzman, she'ein bohen prutzin b'arayos v'b'yas asuros. There's no generation in the history of the world where there aren't some people that are pirates in this area. Amru chachamim, rov b'gezel u'miyat b'arayos v'akol b'avik lashon hara. L'fichach, Roy lo la'adam lakuf yitzro b'davar zeh la'hargal asma b'kedusha yisei r'makshav v'tahora. We have to put up guards and not violate yichud and be misrachik from schok and kalos rosh with the opposite gender. And then the Rambam says, you know what you want to know with the real tikkun, what it's supposed to be? Fill your head with Torah. If I fill my head with Torah, my mind is a vacuum. If I fill it with Torah, then there won't be any room for anything else. Yifana atzmo mi machshavaso l'divrei Torah v'yachlaso b'chachma shin machshavas arayis b'skaberes el b'lev apani min hachachma. Rachman al Islan, we do find sometimes that there are people who know a lot of Torah that fall. Rachman al Islan just means that there was something warped about the Torah. If the Torah truly, if somebody truly has that sense of Torah, then hopefully it'll affect their whole being, but again, still doesn't change the fact that the greatest Yetzirah and Taiva that man has is, as the Gemara says, in the world of Arayos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Bez Hashem will continue. Again, tomorrow's daf will be uploaded from the last cycle, and Bez Hashem will pick up on Daf Yud Gimel. Again, I got a couple of emails. Bez Hashem, we will work something out with the 3-day Yom Tovim coming up in the future, trying to get as much as we can up online before the Yantiv. We'll take it little by little, but Bez Hashem, at least the Rosh Hashanah Dafim will be up by Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's the 3-day Yantiv that we all have. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll stop here.